Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to the Popcorn Hour. I'm Matt, and this is James, and today we're discussing some of our favorite Halloween movies.
Yeah. So, since it's, like, the Halloween season, this is my, like, personal favorite genre of movie is, like, Halloween. Not personal favorite, but, like, seasonal favorite.
Yeah, seasonal favorite. Well, okay, it's up for,
Well, Halloween's my favorite holiday.
Because of your birthdays today?
No.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. But it, because it's just, I like scary movies.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, Christmas is up there.
Yeah, it's top two.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only, but I mean, I don't know. I think for me, it's like neck and neck. Like, It depends on the year,
honestly. I just like the Halloween season. I just like the...
The feel of fall. Yeah. And just, yeah.
And like the... You know, like the Jack Skellington, like type of, not Jack, like Sleepy Hollow type of fall. Like, I like that.
Yeah, I do too. Like today. Today is like pretty gloomy. I like the gloomy days in the month of October.
Like the Monster Mash type of, you know. That's a, yeah. It's just classic.
Yeah. One of my movies is kind of has this type of day, like gloomy day. And you'll know when I say it, but. Before we get into it, what have you watched recently?
So since we last filmed...
It's been a while.
Yeah. So we went on a trip to Colorado, and we didn't do another recreation. No. I remember that. I realized that today. I was like,
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, we went to Colorado. We were like right in the area that they filmed National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, so that was really cool. But I've watched... Peacemaker. I've watched Ryan Murphy's Monster Ed Gein.
Did you finish it?
No, I watched half.
Okay.
I got to, I think I'm halfway through episode 4.
Okay.
And then I watched, finally, I watched Warfare. I didn't know what I was going to think because I knew Alex Garland directed it and he's just kind of, he's a little all over the place and I really enjoyed this movie. It was definitely very hard to watch, but I liked it a lot. And I watched this Swedish like psychological thriller from the 60s called Persona. I enjoyed that. It was definitely interesting. That one was also hard to listen to because there's like these two stories that one of the characters tells that is like super descriptive.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's just hard to read. And then I watched John Carpenter's They Live. That movie is amazing. That movie is awesome. And then I watched The Matrix. I do wonder if They Live walked so that The Matrix could run. But then I watched Law Abiding Citizen. And then you and I watched The Batman in a theater that was in the
Yeah, so we stayed in a lodge, and they
also filmed National Lampoon's there.
Yep. The lodge had four private theaters that you can rent out. And so we went through, we booked one and kind of looked at their movie catalog. They had hundreds of movies.
Yeah, they had a lot of good ones
too. Yeah.
But I didn't watch The Batman in theaters when it came out.
No, I did. I watched it the day it came out, and it was still like this, like it was still a similar experience, especially with the sound and stuff like that.
I found out today the sound of the Batmobile is a 70s Bronco in first gear going uphill. That's the engine.
Oh,
just so because it sounds like it's just like going full effort, even though it's only going like 20 miles an hour.
Yeah,
but the engine's just going as hard as possible. But that like searing sound is a bottle rocket slowed down by 800%, and like the pitch has changed.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah. Yeah. That like screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's almost like reminiscent of the Adam West like startup sound of their car.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your foot?
Yeah, it was.
And I mean, same with his cowl, obviously, is reminiscent of that. But and then I watched Tarantino's The Hateful Eight. Haven't seen that in a while. Definitely the most underrated Tarantino. One of them that was just amazing, and then I watched Good Time, Benny Safdie's, and Josh Safdie's Good Time because Smashing Machine's coming out, and I haven't watched Good Time, and so I just wanted to watch another Safdie project, and this movie was a good time. I liked it a lot. It was enjoyable.
Nice,
good soundtrack, very reminiscent of Thief. It's like a modern day version of Michael Mann's Thief.
Okay, nice. We watched The Batman. I kind of watched Pacific Rim and watched a little bit of Hateful Eight with you, a little bit of The Matrix, a little bit of Law Abiding Citizen, but like haven't watched like a full movie other than The Batman recently. Peacemaker episode 7, so good. The acting John Cena does in this episode is so good.
I just want episode 8.
And James Gunn said that he doesn't think of John Cena as a wrestler turned actor. He's an actor. Because he's like every actor has had a job before, but nobody, it's like wrestling is one of the only ones that like you can transition into acting. And then they always just say wrestler turned actor. It's never just actor. So that was really cool, and the acting in episode 7 for John Cena is just so good. It's episode 6 as well.
Yeah.
That one specific scene with Harcourt.
Yeah.
Super
I mean, Jennifer amazing. Holland did really good in that scene too. James Gunn said that scene makes him cry.
Yeah. Yeah, every time he sees it, yeah. And then I'm almost done with episode 5 of the Ed Gein story, and I think it's really interesting that the way they did it.
Yeah.
So I don't think I told you the story of Ed Gein, I don't think is as exciting enough to make this type of show. Because a lot of it is speculation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they do a good job of not necessarily glorifying what he did. And Charlie Hunnam does a really good job as Ed Gein in kind of making his own version.
I can't even like process that's Charlie Hunnam.
He completely disappears in this show.
It reminded me of like Tom Hardy in Legend when he plays twins. Like I can't like, or even Bane. I still can't process that Tom Hardy is Bane.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't,
even though he does have a mask, but like you can, a lot of times you can look at people's eyes and see like, oh, that's
like, I just can't see it.
Yeah. I can't either, but I think Charlie Hunnam does a fantastic job in this, and I can't wait to finish it. And I do like how they tie in the actual like inspirations for, you know, Psycho, Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
Silence of Lambs.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that part yet of how they're doing that, but I'm assuming they will. And I think maybe it's because I haven't seen Psycho in so long, but every time I kind of see like Charlie Hunnam's character Ed Gein interacting with like his mother or what
he thinks. I just think of mother. Psycho.
I don't. I think of Bates Motel.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's the same thing. It's like an origin story, I guess, Patrick Bateman. But I think Bates Motel is really good show. And they just constantly just remind, especially
I really liked Psycho. But I watching this now, it just kind of re-sparked my love for that movie. Because first time I watched it was 5-ish years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I remember just even then being kind of astounded with what they did. And spoiler, if you haven't seen Psycho, just skip by 30 seconds if you haven't. But they kill what is perceived to be the protagonist within the first 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then how they kill her. It's almost wow, you can do this in a movie? And even 60 years later, still has the same effect as it did then. Not quite as people throwing up.
Yeah.
And having to leave the theater. But completely changing cinema forever with that movie and that character.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Charlie Hunnam's voice isn't necessarily what we know of Ed Gein's voice to be. It's a little bit higher pitched, especially when he's talking to his mother. But in Bates Motel, Freddie Highmore has that type of voice.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Naturally, for the most part, but especially in Bates Motel, I think that's why it reminds me so much of Bates Motel rather than Psycho. Mm. I will watch all the inspirations. Psycho, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Silence of the Lambs, after I finish watching this, it's October, so it's a good time to do so. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've watched for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one movie in here that is kind of related to the Ed Gein stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was inspired by, but it's up there for the horror movie aspect. Not Halloween, but the horror movie.
Okay. Well, let's get into this. So I picked out three movies that when I think of Halloween time in October, these are the three movies that immediately come to mind. One is more recent, and the other two are older. But that's kind of how I approached this. It's just what I think of when I think of Halloween time frame, as well as I just watch them every year. Mm-hmm. So these three are musts to watch during the month of October. So I think the way we should do this is you go first with your first one. We can talk about it a little bit and just kind of go off of that.
Okay. So my initial thought going into this is I had to pick three kind of different types of Halloween movie. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I think of when it comes to Halloween is slasher. Mm-hmm. Right, so I think you have to have a slasher in your top three. And personal preference, I would probably say the first Scream. I don't think I'm not a big stan on Scream like most people are, but I like it a lot. But I feel like I have to go with John Carpenter's Halloween. That kind of I mean, it was supposed to be a series of serial killer, slashers, mm-hmm. slasher villains. That's why the third one is not Michael Myers. But everyone liked him, so they did it for a second, and then they tried to go back to the original idea, and it just didn't work. Mm-hmm. But that one was kind of like the foundation for slashers.
Right. That is it's a really good movie. I like the Halloween movies are...
They're not my favorite of the slasher types, but...
But they're good watches for October.
Yeah.
And I think the character of Michael Myers especially is very interesting.
I think, yeah, they're supposed to be called the Babysitter Murders. Mm-hmm. And so it's supposed to be different murderers.
Yeah.
But that's what they went with. And even like Nativity Thrives in a Box. So mm-hmm. that idea that they came up with for his mask, using the Captain Kirk mask, dyeing it, stretching out the eye holes. Great.
And yeah,
created
very creative.
One of the, if not the most iconic mask, and even one of the funniest scenes in my personal favorite. But Edgar Wright, Baby Driver, mm-hmm. when they're all in the car, and they put on. He's like, "What kind of mask are these? You're supposed to get Mike Myers." He goes, "This is Mike Myers." They're like, "No, the Halloween guy." Like, oh, you mean Jason? I'm like, no, Mike Myers.
Yeah, that's good. I really enjoy most of the Halloween movies. There's one, I think it was the Rob Zombie one.
Yeah.
That it freaked me out as a kid. Yeah. And I think it was like what really freaked me out about it was the tone of it. And I think it was more of a darker tone than the other ones.
What's weird is that like 5-year period mm-hmm. of the slasher remakes, because they had that. There was the remake of Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. And then I like that one also.
It's okay.
And the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm-hmm. Well, I like that one too. It wasn't good. None of them are good, but I liked them.
Yeah. Yeah. Friday the 13th one, the remake is kind
of iffy. I like the tone and the modernization of it. It looked visually was just like appealing, mm-hmm. but it just wasn't really there.
Yeah. I think especially with slasher movies, if you're going to have a franchise, I like the fact that you kind of keep the main...
The continuity is all over the place with all the slashers, but...
Yeah, they are. They are. But, you know, with the main character that's trying to escape the slasher, mm-hmm. I think having the franchises that way and you kind of keep them all together is really what makes them good. Because you can watch them one after another and like you still have some of the similarities of the different characters and stuff like that. But yeah, Halloween's a good choice.
But what I find weird with like slasher specifically is it's the only type of genre that like any other franchise, you always have the same protagonist throughout mm-hmm. the entire thing. But with slashers, they're always the antagonist. It's the same antagonist throughout the entire through all of the movies, and he still has like little screen time. You never like see him that much. You never like see the personal side of them. You see personal sides of this new group of people, but it's just strange. It's like flipping a franchise on its head. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. Actually, I do have a funny story about Halloween. One time, I think 4 years ago, it was Halloween, and I had a bunch of friends over, and it was like 2 or 3 in the morning. We were all asleep, and somehow the TV turned on, mm-hmm. and the movie Halloween started playing at full volume, and the intro sound is scary. It's anxiety inducing, mm-hmm. but it's really terrifying when you're in a dead sleep, and then all of a sudden it's just full blast playing.
Yeah.
So
the music in Halloween is also
I think it's probably the best.
I think it is best the score. Best. Yeah. I think so. So it's, I think it just. It makes you scared.
Yeah.
Which is the point.
Actually.
But I think it does the best at it.
One movie I'm going to talk about has my favorite score.
Oh, yeah.
At it. But
okay.
It's probably not the best, but it's my favorite one. So what's your number one?
My number one, same thing. It's got to be a slasher. So I picked Scream. Mm. I've always been fascinated with the Scream movies. They're not all great. Some of them are just downright bad.
Yeah.
But, original Scream, I think the story itself, in my opinion, is better than the other ones. Mm. Having the two slashers, and you're thinking it's one, but it ends up being two. Yeah. And this is another one of the slasher films where you have the same character that goes through most of them, even though this one, I'm disappointed that it's not the same person that they're trying to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Halloween, where it pretty much is the one same person. Yeah. Is like the main goal, even though others are killed. But this one, I don't know. There's just something about it that when I think of Halloween, it's just Scream is there. And like Matthew Lillard, I think, does a really good job playing crazy person.
You know when he says the line, like, my parents are going to kill me?
Mm-hmm.
That was improvised.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I think the duo of Matthew Lillard and Skeet Ulrich are so well done together.
You know, it's actually really cool. I'm taking this jacket off. It's hot in here. Is in the Mortal Kombat game, Mortal Kombat 1, you play as, like, you can Scream as a downloadable character, and it is both of them.
Oh, really?
So, like, they'll switch in and out.
Oh, that's cool.
And then when you do, like, one of the fatalities is so cool. It'll, like, you start doing one, and then the camera just, like, dollies back, and then you're actually, it's Johnny Cage, like, playing on his TV, and then he's like, that's so stupid, that wouldn't even happen, and then he gets killed by Scream.
Oh, that's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I always thought that when you didn't know who Ghostface was, they always kind of hinted that it could be.
They're always wearing boots that you can see.
And they also do, like, a thing where, you know, if you're watching them for the first time, some people might even think that, like, David Arquette's character, Deputy Dewey, could be one of them. And, like, he's kind of, like, in multiple Scream films, and it's like, oh, now they're going to do it, now they're going to do it, and it just never is. So I think that's really good on their part. And I think Scream 6, the most recent Scream that came out, I really like that one a lot as well. Because they kind of connect all the Scream movies together. Whereas, you know, it's more so like all the other ones are.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Like, oh, we saw the first one, and now we're going to just replicate it, essentially, with a new killer and stuff like that. But Scream 6 just kind of brings them all together, which is nice. So, Scream, the original Scream.
I do think the Scary Movie plot twist on who the killer is better than the Scream one, though.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I don't remember what that one was.
Doofy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they did. They pulled the trigger on that one, which what everybody else was kind of thinking as well.
I think it's kind of like it reminded me of the Usual Suspects. I think that's what they were intending to do. Is like he has that limp. It's a shot of like his legs, and he has that limp, and all of a sudden he starts walking normally.
Yeah.
It's like the So I was like, that's cool.
Nice.
Okay. Number two. First thing I think of is, or second thing I think of after slashers, is Universal Monsters.
Okay.
Favoritism wise, the Invisible Man is my favorite Universal monster.
Clearly.
He's up there and behind me. But the one that I always think of, I mean, the big trio is Frankenstein, Dracula, or Nosferatu, and the Invisible Man. But I feel like I have to go with Dracula. So I'm going with the original Dracula movie.
Okay.
Or I'd say that or Nosferatu, the original.
Okay.
You can flip.
Okay.
But probably the original Dracula.
Okay. I can see that definitely being one of your top threes. I think Nosferatu's more like my favorite out of the, if you think of either Dracula or Nosferatu.
It's such
like,
an interesting, Nosferatu is such an interesting story with it. And then even with the Robert Edgar's from 2024, just revitalizing the story.
Mm-hmm.
it's just a it's a classic.
It is, yeah. And Dracula and Nosferatu are like transcended, like their own special genre, and yeah. Like even Nosferatu is in like an episode of SpongeBob.
Yeah.
So
Nosferatu.
Yeah. So I think that kind of shows how important like the Universal monster stuff is,
mm-hmm.
And I would agree that out of, you know, Invisible Man, Frankenstein, Dracula / Nosferatu, Dracula is more well liked.
Yeah. Even if I think of like Halloween TV shows, the first one I think of is The Munsters.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, like where they all, which I think that movie or that TV show inspired Hotel Transylvania, because
mm-hmm.
they're all the, like the Universal monsters that live in a hotel.
Yeah.
Hotel Transylvania is also a fun one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Okay. My number two is more recent movie, and it's got to be The Batman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's one of those that's like, not is it a Halloween movie? Is it, you know, not? And I think it is a Halloween movie, not just because it takes place
during Halloween. But it is Halloween. A large premise. And yes. It takes place from inspiration from the Long Halloween.
Yes. Yeah. The Long Halloween comic book. And since we just recently watched it, I really like it a lot as a Halloween movie. And
I thought you were just gonna end the sentence there.
No. Yeah, I really like it. That's it. No. I know a lot of people hated that movie, and I don't know why.
I don't. Yeah, that's what, when we were watching it, all I was thinking was like, why don't you like this movie?
Yeah, I know a lot of people don't like it. I think because they don't understand the
what they're going for.
Yeah, what they were going for, like the Long Halloween aspect of it. The world's great. Like he's the world's greatest detective.
And then same with like him. Not figuring out who Bruce Wayne is, because the Riddler says, like, he explains the character. He's like, I don't care about unmasking you because we both know that the mask is the real you,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't know how to pretend to be something else.
Yeah,
that's why at the end of the movie he's like, oh, I've thought about this completely wrong. He's like, maybe I've made a difference tonight because I have to be something more,
mm-hmm.
like hopeful. I need to be for the people, not just to get the bad guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just, that movie's just amazing.
It is really good.
I mean, one thing I really liked is there's this like weird vignette around the frame.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost just like a Gaussian blur that almost makes you feel like this feeling of tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some shots where they just completely get rid of it. Like at the end when he's looking up and he's like covered in dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then you as an audience member, like kind of, you don't really understand why, but you feel like this clarity because that vignette is gone for certain shots,
mm-hmm.
and it does love it. Oh, and I noticed, because we had the volume all the way up, when he walks and they have very low shots, there's this like metal clanking sound that almost sounds like spurs.
Yeah.
And because it's like he's a drifter, he's an outlaw.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, just good Foley. Just great filmmaking.
Yeah. The Batman is definitely probably now, especially... like it's up there with The Dark Knight.
Mm. It just gets better with time.
Yeah, it does. And I think that's definitely one that I like try to watch every year now. I didn't think it was going to be good. And then we saw the first trailer. And I was like, he can do it. He's got it. And a lot of people don't like the emo look of Bruce Wayne. But I think it fits the characters way better than him just being the playboy billionaire CEO type, especially with where he's at in his career. It's 2 years in, so that's kind of consistent with Batman comics, where he's, you know, he's coming back from, you know, his travels and going into trying to figure out how to do the whole Batman thing, and he's more focused on that than being Bruce Wayne at all. Like, he doesn't care to be Bruce Wayne, and I mean, he's a recluse in the Batman, and so when he goes to the funeral, Alfred's surprised that he's like actually making a public appearance.
Mm.
So every character in the Batman is portrayed very well. Paul Dano as the Riddler. Like, come on.
I really like Jeffrey Wright
as
Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, I do too. The only thing that like is
what throws me off is the when he's like yelling at the penguin, he's like, open your eyes.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, what are you showing me?
I actually like that a lot. I think what I was, when after the funeral and Batman is in GCPD and he's kind of, and he's out of it and they're trying to unmask him and then all the cops are trying to go after him and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And, you know, Lieutenant Gordon is just like,
he's just like,
just give me a minute.
He's like, we need to get you out of here. And then he's like, how? And then he's like, will you punch me in the face?
Yeah. The facial expressions of that. It's weird. Yeah. I think if we didn't see it like that and we saw it from the other cop perspective, it would have
translated better. Because when it shows the other perspective, it looks fine.
Yeah.
And then when he's like, you take my key.
Yeah. It's so weird to see. I think that's like the weirdest part about the whole thing. But yeah, I think, and I had just read Batman Year One, and finally, like, I'm starting to finally kind of read comic books, and there's so many similarities, especially like Selina Kyle and how she's portrayed is, I think it's done really well, especially like her apartment having a bunch of cats and just, yeah, it's just so good. And I think Paul Dano is probably one of my favorite portrayals of the Riddler.
Paul Dano is a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
And like everything that he's in, he's always just, he's so different in everything.
Yeah.
But what the one thing I love about this movie is what I hate about so many other movies that do this murder mystery thing. You know it's the Riddler. And if you know comics, you know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always, even on any amount of rewatches, there's still like, you still feel the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that I hate about movies that do this, but this one, just I love it, is that they all try to just be the next Seven.
Mm-hmm.
They try to be Seven again. And I'm okay with this one doing that. It's good. Like most of the movies that try it, I'm like, I see what they're trying to do. They're just let Seven be Seven. Just make something.
Yeah, and I feel like with that, it's kind of like you watch it once. Okay, cool. Yeah, it's surprising the twist, the shocking.
Seven stuff like still that gets me too.
Yeah, but a lot of movies that try to do that after the second time, it's not as interesting anymore.
Mm. I mean, like Law Abiding Citizen does that, but it like flips it on its head. Like if you were watching the perspective from John Doe and Jamie Foxx's character is like Somerset and Mills combined, and it's weird, but I mean I like Law Abiding Citizen. But there's another movie, Horseman, with
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Dennis Quaid, that tries way too hard to be like Seven, and it's just, it's a weird theme, weird message, not great. It's a entertaining watch, I guess, but it's literally copying off of your friend's homework, but changing a few words.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The Batman, in my opinion, is one that I'll watch every year for Halloween time frame, and like the murder mystery of it, I think fits really well with this Halloween theme. There was something at the beginning when he's doing his little monologue and the guy is robbing the store.
Yeah, the pumpkin and, head guy.
Well, I always thought it was a lemon head. And then this last watch.
What? Is it a pumpkin or like a squash?
No, I think, and this is just my opinion, and it could be wrong, it could be right, I don't know. But one of the themes is drugs.
Yeah, it's the drop heads.
Drop heads. So he's a drop head.
Well, if you look at the drug package, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay. I didn't pick up on that until this last time. Yeah, I didn't
either. I'd never thought that we actually saw the packaging
of drugs. Yeah, I thought the guy that was robbing the store, I thought he just had a lemon on his head. And it wasn't necessarily a drop head. So it took me, five times to catch that? I guess a second time in theaters to catch that.
But I wonder if there's like some sort of list out there of like the top five like fake drugs from movies and TV. Like, I wonder if HFS,
make a list of
like HFS from 21 Jump Street, Wi-Fi from 22. Mm-hmm. The, what was the red stuff from the Penguin? The,
oh, I don't remember.
Oh, what was it?
It's not Drops?
No, it's not Drops. It's like coming to me and then going away. What drug is in the Penguin? I said it like, what's his
name? In the Penguin?
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch, Penguins. Penguin. It is. Any final guesses?
Nope.
Bliss.
Huh?
Bliss.
Bliss? Oh, okay. Okay, now I remember that. Okay.
Okay, so number three pick. I feel like the big two are Slasher and Universal Monster. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the third one, you kind of have to do it like a Mount Rushmore. Your third one has to be like a personal favorite. Mm-hmm. So the one that immediately just, like, there's so many that it could be because I love a lot of these type of movies, like Halloween movies. But I feel like I have to go Hollow Man.
Okay.
Because that's just...
With Kevin Bacon?
Yeah. Kevin Bacon, Josh Brolin. Like, it's... I love The Invisible Man, and this is, like, my favorite telling of that story. Mm-hmm. Not the 2022 Invisible Man movie. I really dislike that movie.
They're making another one.
Yeah. No. But I like that movie a lot.
I haven't seen Hollow Man in forever.
I've seen it twice this year.
Really? Mm-hmm. I think the story itself is really good, especially like the tragedy of it all. And
I think I figured out what's wrong with the movie.
What?
It's the third act, because the whole time you're following him. You're following Kevin Bacon's character. But in the third act, like, you're kind of like seeing his plan form out, and almost feels like you're like a part of it. You're in on it. But in the third act, it fully changes perspective to where it feels like you're being targeted, which is a good idea, good concept, because that's what The Shining did. Like, Jack Nicholson's character just constantly looks into the camera, like, throughout the movie to almost make it feels like he's coming for you next. And that's why he's such a scary character, because you feel targeted by him. But in this, they try to do that, but it almost just doesn't fully blend together, because it's almost like you feel betrayed as an audience member. Mm-hmm. But the third act is good. If it's good separately from the whole story, they just don't jive. Mm-hmm. And then there's almost like no conclusion. It's like climax, credits. Like, there's not much of a conclusion.
Right. Okay.
But, like, if you watch the first two acts, you'd be like, wow, this is amazing. And then right before the third act starts, it almost overpowers the whole movie because of how cool it is and just crazy it is, that it almost ruins the first two because it's so separated.
Okay. And I really thought about that.
Okay, now we can talk about it. That's my favorite score. That opening score.
Okay.
It's my favorite. Paul Overeem, like, good direction for this.
Maybe I'll watch it this year. I'm trying to make a list of stuff I want to watch this month for Halloween time frame.
But a close second would be John Carpenter's The Thing. It's my favorite body horror movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just kind of... I feel like it's one to watch at the later end of Halloween season because they're in the snow the whole time. So it almost gets you ready for Christmas.
Okay.
Because they are like Christmas-ish. Yep. Christmas-ish
okay.
time. So it's almost like getting you ready.
Okay. Yeah. That's a weird point. Okay. All right. My third one. And I kind of went in the same direction, like personal favorite. And... also, just
Frank and Weenie.
No, I can't. I don't like the Tim Burton animation style. It's so weird to me. Like Frank and Weenie, Coraline.
What's weird? So what's weird about Coraline and Nightmare Before Christmas? Who do you think directed that?
Tim Burton. No, he's
He was not, a producer. He's what's a weird producer. Is yeah. On the posters, it says a Tim Burton film.
Yeah,
he didn't direct it though. It's what's kind of what happening with him is everyone thinks that Jordan Peele directed it because his name is over everything. Mm-hmm. but he didn't. Same with the Candyman remake.
Okay, yeah.
Jordan Peele's name is over everything, but he just produced.
Oh, okay.
Same with the, like, it literally says Tim Burton's Before Christmas, but it's not directed by him.
Yeah, it's kind of overshadowed by the actual director. Okay, yeah.
I mean, I like that style because it's just so weird. Like Corpse Bride, Paranorman, Frankenweenie.
I've never liked those types of movies.
I like Dark Shadows too. No one likes that movie. The one with Johnny Depp?
I've only seen that movie a handful of times a long time ago.
I like that movie.
I went and watched it in theaters. It's interesting.
I like it.
It's a remake. I think that's why a lot of people don't like it.
Some aspects of it do feel like Knives Out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like Knives Out took a little inspiration from it.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
I don't know, I like that. I like Tim Burton's movies. I love how just his vision for them is just weird. Same with Beetlejuice.
It's such a weird concept. Yeah. But I think the acting in it is especially Beetlejuice, is really good.
Even like his idea for what Gotham should look like is just so fun.
Yeah,
like, I love, even though he was a producer for Batman Forever and Batman and Robin, mostly Batman Forever, just the Gotham is, to me, in that one, is perfect.
Yeah,
like for enjoyment standpoint, not like comic book wise, whatever. But just, I love how those like weird Dutch like tilt shots where they tilt up or whatever. It's just,
yeah, it was done really well.
It's cheesy when he's like,
very cheesy.
He's like, Bruce, you need to eat before you go out. And he goes, I'll go through drive through.
Yeah, and the back credit card.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, my third one is Hocus Pocus.
Okay. That was, if I had to make a list of like a top 100 movies you would have picked from, that would not be on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I tend to watch Hocus Pocus every year. It's just something I've always done growing up. It's so campy, but it's so fun. And it, of course, it takes place on Halloween. Mm-hmm. So it's very Halloween-ish. And I think this, what I like about it is having a huge backstory. Like the witches being in, like, during Salem witch trial era and being burned at the stake and stuff like that. And then like the curse with Binks the cat. And then the ending is just so wholesome and brings everything together. And I think all the characters do really good. I think his name's Omri Katz, who plays Max. I like his story going through the entire movie where he's, you know, he's the new kid. Everybody kind of picks, or there's several people that kind of pick on him, and he's not like the cool kid, but he's, you know, ends up, you know, with the popular girl, and they kind of go on this adventure to stop the three witches. And I think especially like the three witches, they're funny, they're campy, it's weird.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
But it's super enjoyable. So I didn't care for the sequel at all. I thought we could have done without that. But this is the movie that I was talking about where it kind of just reminds me of like what the weather is like today, where it's just very gloomy. It's very gloomy throughout the whole thing. And we were at Target the other day, and they have some Halloween stuff out, and one of them is like a black candle, and Elizabeth's like, oh, we should get this. And I was like, have you ever watched Hocus Pocus? You don't light a black candle. You'll bring these witches back to life or something. I made a joke about it, and Elizabeth did not get it.
Every time I see a black cat, I say, oh, that's weird. Deja vu. Mm-hmm. You know what that means? There's a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just Hocus Pocus is just a fun movie to watch for Halloween. So, yeah, that's my third pick.
So, there's a weird, every horror movie, I just automatically think Halloween. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what. But
more recently, not so much.
Yeah, not so much recently, but There's also some movies that just remind me of Halloween for no reason. Like Short Circuit with Johnny Five.
Mm.
Or like Howard the Duck.
Okay.
I don't know why. Those just remind me of Halloween. But like Gremlins. I'm not a big Gremlins fan.
That's a Christmas movie.
But it's weird. That one's kind of like Nightmare Before Christmas. Because it's like there's this like Halloween almost aspect feeling. Mm-hmm. But then there's Christmas.
Yep.
I also think Nightmare Before Christmas is not a Halloween or a Christmas movie. It's both. So.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't know why Short Circuit reminds me of Halloween, but it does.
Yeah.
Okay, so one that kind of similar to the Ed Gein type of story that I like. It's a good Halloween movie. It's a good horror movie. It's this French movie from the 60s or 70s. It's called Eyes Without a Face. Some of the audio is a little rough at the beginning, but mm-hmm. it goes away. The score is really scary, but it is this girl who is left disfigured and her father is a plastic surgeon, kills people, takes their faces and tries to fix hers.
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing with her mother, has fixed her face before, and he just kind of starts to just fully lose it. But it is such a, like the makeup and the visual effects are just amazing mm-hmm. still. Like to this day are just like gut wrenching and good. It's a good story, good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely like highly recommend it. I actually did a short film inspired by it.
Oh, nice.
And that was that like really short one that we did in the cabin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Like the, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was... I really enjoy that movie.
Hmm.
It's a fun one. It's got a lot of body horror elements, which is like my favorite genre of horror.
Mm-hmm.
It's not beating John Carpenter's a thing, but.
Okay. Yeah. When it comes to the Halloween time frame, I'm more of a generic horror movie watcher
mm-hmm.
where like I'll watch all the franchises, Scream, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street. A little less than of Nightmare on Elm Street, more Friday the 13th, Scream.
What about Saw? You like Saw?
I've never watched Saw.
I really like the first Saw, and people love the second one. I thought the second one was not... Just the first one is just so new
mm-hmm.
and such an interesting concept that you can kind of see what is like so many people kind of forge their own stuff with after, mm-hmm. but... I like the first one a lot. That guy, one of the guys has a really rough day because the day that they're in there is September 10th, 2001,
mm-hmm.
and the movies take place in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day was a little rough for one of the guys.
Yeah. I also like the Conjuring movies.
I don't like the Conjuring.
So
I don't like any of them. I don't really care for Annabelle.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like Child's Play?
I was never really a Chucky fan. No. The concept is interesting, but I just don't get that horror aspect of it from Chucky at all. But I think like the Conjuring movies, especially like the first couple, are more of a horror aspect that I like, where it's demons, exorcisms, stuff like that. I think that all like that kind of goes into Halloween for me, and I like them a lot. Annabelle ones are iffy. I want to see the new Conjuring Last Rites. I know that one is kind of some people hate it, some people like it. It's so I'll watch that eventually, but yeah, I like the demon kind of aspect of Halloween as well. Ghost stories.
I think about Casper too.
Casper, yeah, that's a good one.
Casper. Casper's weird. It totally fell at the box office. People hated it. And now it's like I feel like every couple of years it kind of goes to this weird phase where people hate it and people like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like now we're kind of going back to people not liking it.
Yeah.
I like Casper. I also think of Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, yeah.
Which also I didn't realize. Did you ever watch the other live action Scooby-Doo movies?
No. I just watched the one with Freddie Prinze Jr.
I completely forgot about the other ones.
And James Gunn. Or I guess James Gunn directed those.
He wrote them. Yeah.
Wrote them.
But like I forgot about the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
The other one has what's his name? He's an Amell. Robbie Amell.
Robbie Amell?
Freddy.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
Fred.
I did not watch those. I think I tried to watch one and I was like, this is not as good.
It's kind of like what happened with Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Mm-hmm.
With the live action remake that was also a sequel, but a remake.
Yeah, I think they're making another one. Yeah. Also,
whatever the Air Bud series turned into with all those like puppies.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Halloween one of that. I haven't seen it since I was like
Watched it. I was never an Air Bud person. There are some Halloween movies that I refuse to watch because they scared
me. The Exorcist?
Yes.
I'm not a big Exorcist guy. I thought from a filmmaking and a like perspective, really good. I do like the score a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It is such like an iconic score, but it's just not. I felt like it was just drawn out. The makeup is good. A lot of it's good. I mean, there's a real serial killer in the movie, which is kind of weird to think about. She's getting like a CAT scan, I think, and one of the doctors that's doing it is a real life murderer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They obviously didn't find out till after the movie.
Yeah,
but another one that I love. I love Poltergeist, the original trilogy, which. Interesting enough, when the house collapses, it's basically like a Lincoln log setup that gets sucked through a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting, really cool. The pool being filled with real skeletons.
Yeah.
That was
creepy.
That's weird.
It is weird. Yeah. Do you ever watch The Omen?
Wait, no.
The original Omen?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was another one where like it's very, like I'm sure if I watch it now, it'd be fine. Like, I don't get scared of horror movies anymore, but like as a kid, it just scared me, and I just one of those that I just can't watch again.
Oh, I don't know how we haven't mentioned this yet. Stephen King movies. I mean, we've talked about The Shining, but
The Shining is I've never watched Dr. Sleep, and I saw something the other day that was.
Shot recreations.
Yeah, it makes me want to watch both of them, in tandem. But
I know,
yeah,
I know Stephen King hates The Shining movie because the ending is so far. Like in the book, the hotel blows up, and Kubrick was like, "Nah, I'm gonna do my own thing."
But I don't think there's anything wrong with that necessarily.
But I know. So I don't know if you had one, but me or mom, dad, and I had that one movie that we just could not like fully get through when we were a kid. Mom was Poltergeist.
Mm-hmm.
Dad was The Shining. And mine was the original It.
Yeah. Yeah. It took me a long... I watched the It as a child.
It is such a long movie.
Yeah, but I didn't really like come around to It until... I was an adult because I've always just hated clowns. Everything about clowns, it bothers me. I think
I like the original more than the remakes.
I do too. Yeah.
But it's still not like great, but I still like it a lot.
Yeah.
I love Christine.
Christine's a good one.
Care for the guy that played the guy that owns the car.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they could have switched him out for a different actor, but I like Christine a lot.
Yeah, Christine's a good one.
What else is a really good one? I'm not a big like Pet Sematary.
Yeah, I like Pet Sematary. I don't like the remake. The remake was
one of the remakes came out on my birthday.
Oh yeah.
And they had padded.
I really liked Pet Sematary growing up, and
I'm also a big Cujo guy.
Cujo is another one I won't watch. I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure if I watch it now, I'd be fine. But, like, that's another one. Like, I want to keep that kind of scariness to it in my mind and not necessarily just watch it and be like, okay, it wasn't as scary as I thought as a child. But it's Cujo scared me. And, Exorcist and Cujo, It for a while, those are just movies that, like, I don't want to watch.
I like Misery. People kind of...
Never watched
people it. Don't like Misery anymore. I've noticed that.
Because people want to be happy.
That's a good point. But, Misery traumatized me as a kid when she, like, takes the sledgehammer to his ankles.
Mm.
I was like, oh. Sinner. I feel like that's a kind of forgotten one.
I haven't watched that either.
One that no one realizes is a Stephen King movie is Stand By Me.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a Stephen King book.
Oh. Same name?
Mm-hmm. Oh. The name might be different, but...
I think it is different.
Yeah, it's...
Let me look it up.
I love Stand By Me, though. It's a good one. And then... one that was a TV show.
Oh, it is the same name.
Oh. One that's a TV show that I really enjoyed that, like, I feel like no one watched.
Mm-hmm.
It's called 112263. It is about, like, I don't even know how to, like, explain it. It's like, there's no way to explain it. It sounds good, but it's really good. This guy is, like, able to go back to 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And... His reason for wanting to go back is to save JFK from being assassinated
because
his son died in the Vietnam War. And he's like, if JFK wasn't assassinated, then the Vietnam War wouldn't have happened and his son wouldn't have died.
Okay.
So he, at this point, is kind of too old and too ill to continue because you go to 1960, but then you have to stay there for 3 years. So he's been doing this like 3 years at a time, but then he can't like go off... Lee Harvey Oswald, because he's like, they're like, oh, what if it's several people or whatever? So they have to wait like to the day to stop it. And he's like gotten to the point where he physically just can't do it anymore. It's an 8-episode miniseries. It's really good, really sad.
Mm.
Okay. Definitely recommend. Right. I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay. Well, okay, so now I want to, I pulled up.
Shawshank is a Stephen King, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That one. Kind of,
it's a classic.
That one just kind of throws me off a little bit.
Yeah, so I pulled up an article. It says the 25 best Halloween movies.
Okay.
So I want to see if we can
wait. Who wrote this article?
It is it's bizarre, but like it's not spelled bizarre.
Have you seen that Will Smith video where he's like freestyling
mm-hmm.
and he's like he says bizarre?
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, so. See if we agree with the top 25. Spot 25, Hocus Pocus.
Okay. Do you wish it was higher?
No, I think that's a good spot for it. Just because it is so campy. 24, the 2024 Nosferatu.
Okay.
I need to watch that still.
I really enjoyed it. Watch it in theaters. I liked it a lot.
Spot 23, Shaun of the Dead.
Oh my god. How did we not talk about that?
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. Isn't the Oh my god. Wait, what is that trilogy called? The it's like, got such a weird name.
Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz. Yeah, I don't know what that trilogy is called.
Oh my god. It's like it's coming to me and it's fading. What is it?
While called? You figure that out. Spot 22, Beetlejuice.
Okay.
21, The Witches of Eastwick. It's got Jack Nicholson in it.
The Three Flavors Cornetto trilogy.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, so this... I've never watched this. Have you ever heard of this movie?
What?
The Witches of Eastwick?
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Stacked cast. Jack Nicholson, Cher, Michelle Pfeiffer, Susan Sarandon. Yeah, interesting.
Have you seen that meme where people are like... This is my favorite horror movie, and it's like a rom-com or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, this is my favorite horror movie, and it's Beautiful Boy.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Oh, have you heard the theory that the Frankenweenie kid, Victor, the Corpse Bride, and Nightmare They're Before Christmas connected. Are all the same people?
Yeah.
Because there's always a dead dog
yeah.
in all of them, and they look similar.
To make me feel better about these, yeah, I like that they're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about this one. 17, Carrie.
Yeah.
I prefer the original. The remake is good, but I don't think it's as good as the original. Like it's.
Or we didn't talk about Terrifier.
Yeah. Oh.
Terrifier 2 came out on my birthday as well.
I've only seen Terrifier 3. And yeah, well.
You can watch them and like.
Yeah, yeah.
You can also do that with most of the Scream movies.
And yeah, Halloween. You can. Yeah.
Did you watch Halloween, the last trilogy that they did?
Yes.
What do you think of that?
I I think the first one of that trilogy I thought was decent. The second one, forgettable. The third one, Halloween Ends, was bad.
I thought the addition of adding this new character was cool, but then they just like nerfed Michael Myers.
Yeah, and I think they're going to do another one.
I hope not.
Yeah. 16, Practical Magic. Never heard of it. Nicole Kidman, Sandra Bullock. Never heard of it.
Speed?
No. 15, Onibaba.
What?
It's a 14th century feudal Japan. Follows the widow and mother of a slain soldier who are working together to ensure their survival in a desolate landscape. Black and white treatment and rhythmic soundtrack add to the poignant and purposeful shot film. Purposefully shot film. The most insufferable art bro you knew in college was likely obsessed with this movie, and with good reason. Its point of view and symbolism make it a true classic. Pair this with a glass of wine on a chilly night. This sounds like right up your alley. 14.
We didn't even talk about Alien or Predator.
Nope. I don't consider those Halloween movies.
It kind of reminds me of Halloween. More Predator, but I like the first Predator.
So. Yeah. 14, Death Becomes Her. Let's see. 13, Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter, coming in 1984. I prefer the original Friday the 13th, it's not like Jason's not even there.
Yeah.
It's the mom.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's a good one. 12, I haven't watched this movie, but it's Midsommar. I've heard it's freaky.
Ari Aster.
Yeah. Interesting. 11, It, the original, or no, the 2017.
I didn't like really? It too.
No, I think the original one is so much better. I do think Bill Skarsgård does a really good job playing Pennywise. And I think he is a little bit more terrifying looking than the original It. But I mean, it's a clown. Clowns are scary. 10, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
Really? People think...
People like that movie a lot now.
I know they do, but like... I don't know. For some reason, I just don't consider this a Halloween movie.
I don't think I would either.
Yeah. 9, Jennifer's Body. This is actually a really good movie. Megan Fox, Amanda Seyfried. I think that's... It's a weird movie to where like you're not... I want to say it's different than any other kind of horror movie like that.
Mm-hmm.
8, Train to Busan. Did you ever watch that? Mm-mm. 2016. It's a zombie movie for the ages. Explores selfishness, survival, and community set on a high-speed train in South Korea. The film follows a father and daughter as they try to stay alive when a mysterious outbreak washes over the earth. Fellow train passengers become infected with dizzying speed, and the film excels at raising the stakes from one climax to the next.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Next, it's as much an action movie as it is a horror film, so be prepared to sit down. Be prepared to sit for the 2-hour duration, most likely with your eyes peeled and one hand over your mouth in shock. Interesting. I just don't like the movies that are like in one area the entire time.
One location.
That's hard to do.
One location movies.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're hard to do. All right. 7, The Shining. I think that's a good spot for it. 6, The Craft. It looks like it's a witches movie.
I wonder if The Witch is going to be on there by Robert Edgers.
See, some of these movies I've never even heard of, so I don't... This list for me is not... I don't agree with. We are at 5, so we're in the top 5. A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, 2014. It's an art house horror film for the ages. This Iranian take on the vampire trope will leave you unable to sleep for days. As much a love story as it is a horror film, this black and white modern classic explores sex, drugs, and the looming specter of a hometown you can't quite escape.
Okay.
Interesting. 4, The Addams Family, the 1991. I wouldn't say it's up there.
No.
In top 5 Halloween movies. 3, Get Out.
Okay.
A movie. Maybe not for, like...
I wouldn't really consider it much of a Halloween movie.
I don't either. I think it's just a horror movie.
Horror movie. I think around that era, like 2015-ish, mm-hmm. is when, like, for me, all, like, where I started to consider that a horror movie doesn't have to be a Halloween movie.
Yep.
In fact, that was one that kind of started that trend.
Yeah. Get Out was... I don't necessarily consider that a Halloween movie. I just think
it's a good horror movie.
Like these types of movies where they're not centered around Halloween or they're not necessarily a slasher film or anything like that, I think those are just movies that you can watch any time of the year.
Yeah.
And it'll work. 2, the 1960s Psycho. I like that. I don't necessarily agree with it being at number 2.
Not for Halloween.
No. No.
What's number 1?
Guess.
Is it Scream?
Yeah, it is. The original Scream.
Okay.
That's a
weird list.
It is a weird list. I wouldn't put a lot of these on this list. And like for me, it's slasher, demon, exorcist, ghost story type mm-hmm. films. Like that's Halloween to me.
Another thing that I feel like has kind of been forgotten when it comes to Halloween stuff is zombie movies. Like Night of the Living Dead.
Okay, yeah. Dawn of the Dead.
Or...
I don't even think... I don't know. I think...
I feel like it's kind of drifted away a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think zombie movies really are Halloween to me.
I feel like zombies aren't really Halloween anymore. I don't know.
No, I mean, yeah, you get people dressed up as zombies and stuff like that, but I don't consider them Halloween, because it's always like a apocalyptic event that causes it.
Another great like body horror movie,
mm-hmm.
The Fly.
Okay, yeah.
Then some other ones that are just like so like kind of campy is The Lost Boys, not the trilogy, just the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But Lost Boys.
That's a good Halloween movie. Yeah,
I like Lost Boys a lot. One movie that I really enjoy that kind of is forgotten, I don't know why, is the Monster Squad. It's like this group of kids, like during Halloween season, all these, like the Universal Monsters are like coming to hunt them down, basically.
Oh, I've never heard of that movie.
It's a fun movie. I like it.
Okay.
Oh, also, Stephen King movie, Silver Bullet. I love mm-hmm. Silver Bullet. That is up there with one of my favorite ones. I love that movie. Don't like Teen Wolf.
Really?
I don't like Teen Wolf.
I don't think so that a Halloween movie either, but...
It feels like a Halloween movie, but I'm like... I just don't like it. It's weird. He just turns into a werewolf, and everyone on his basketball team is like...
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're almost more weirded out when he's... Campy. When Marty McFly... When Michael J. Fox is a human.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh,
he's
a werewolf.
Yeah, I don't consider that Halloween is any, at all. I prefer the franchise Halloween movies.
Yeah,
those are ones that I like, my go tos.
Okay, what's your like top 3 slashers? Like just the character.
Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, and even though I've only watched one, I would say Art the Clown.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say Jason Voorhees has to be up there. Freddy Krueger. I feel like the weird thing with Nightmare on Elm Street is the concept is there. It's just I don't think that there's been a like stellar execution of it.
Okay, yeah.
But I feel like it is there.
Mm-hmm. I think definitely Friday the 13th is, or same with Nightmare on Elm Street, I think is.
Same with Friday the 13th. I feel like it's a great idea, but there's never been like a great, great execution of it.
Yeah. Like, you didn't like the one where Jason goes to space?
Yeah. I was literally thinking, yeah, Jason X.
Yeah, I did, that one was strange. Nightmare on Elm Street, I think, I agree. I think the concept is there. I think for me, I think I would like a better is if we got like a scene or two of Freddy's backstory.
That's why I like the original one a lot. Mm-hmm. Is because of how much they show of his backstory.
Yeah, I think that's why I like that one over any of the other ones.
I love the. I feel like the makeup also makes a lot more sense.
Yeah,
it's a little more realistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also like the grunginess of that one.
Yeah, I agree. Terrifier, Art the Clown. Again, I hate clowns. But when I watched Terrifier 3, like, that was one where I was, like, had my hand over my mouth and just shocked the entire time. It's super campy. It's not what I expected it to be. There's some comedy elements to it. And then the gore and all the blood feels very unrealistic, but like there's Kill so Bill much unrealistic? Of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of like weird blood splatter that obviously looks fake.
I love the over the topness of Kill Bill.
Yeah.
It is just such a fun. Have you seen Kill Bill?
Yes.
It is such just a, it's just a fun movie.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, I think that's...
That's a good...
I can't even think of... I mean, you got, like, your spoofs. Mostly just Scary Movie.
Yeah. Well, I'm... I never watched all of them. But what was that? What was that one?
Is it a spoof?
Yeah, it's a spoof. There's multiple of them. Yeah.
Another Halloween spoof?
Yeah, it's it's a haunted house.
Oh, Monster House. That was a creepy movie.
Yeah,
so I like that one though.
This one, yeah, a haunted house. Another spoof, and that one was really good. I think there's more, but Marlon Wayans is in it. Marlon Wayans also did the screenplay for it. So,
oh,
yeah.
Did you watch the Thanksgiving horror movie from 2023?
Dad was watching it, and I saw part of it.
I didn't like it.
I was like, "What are you watching?" He didn't know what he just kind of put it on, but I was a little freaked out by it, but also like it had potential to be really good.
What about Hubie Halloween?
No, I didn't watch it.
No. I didn't like it. Black Phone was good. I liked it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we did not mention it. Also, Five Nights at Freddy's, bad. No, but Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Evil Dead is awesome. Sam Raimi awesome. Mm-hmm. Love that movie or those movies. Zombieland. It's more of a comedy horror, yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's zombies, so I don't consider
that. The Dead Don't Die.
I don't think that was a great movie.
No,
but it was fun. It was funny, and I liked it.
Did you watch Brightburn?
No. I heard that one was good, though.
I liked it. I remember the trailer was so memorable because it was like superheroes or mm-hmm. supervillains finally have their superhero. Mm-hmm. Visually, it's good. Did you watch Happy Death Day?
No.
It's like the second one is so bad.
Yeah. But
the first one is cool. It's just a Groundhog Day type of movie.
Hmm.
Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, that one's kind of creepy.
And then Final Destination.
Yeah, it's another one where I don't necessarily consider it a Halloween movie.
A Quiet Place?
I don't consider that a Halloween movie either. It's got aliens. I feel like zombies and aliens are not Halloween to me.
Underworld?
Underworld?
Those vampire movies?
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched all of them. They're okay.
I like them.
Yeah.
Oh, The Purge.
I'm not a Purge fan.
I'm not a Purge fan, but like those are fun.
What about Paranormal Activity?
Okay. Yeah.
Those are creepy. The first one was creepy.
Oh, my. Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. That's a funny movie.
It is a funny movie, but I don't consider it Halloween.
Dracula Untold.
Not a Halloween movie.
Have you seen Would You Rather?
No.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's...
I know the game, but...
It's kind of like the similarish concept to like The Long Walk, how they all join this thing and the winner gets a bunch of money. They don't really know what's happening with this. Mm-hmm. They're just told to go to this party and then they could win like a large amount of money. And so the game that they have to play is Would You Rather? And it's like one of them is like, would you rather shoot yourself? Or no, it's like, would you rather shoot the other person or like slice your eyeball with a razor blade? Or one of them that they keep doing is, don't know why I remember his name, they're like, whip Travis 5 times, mm-hmm, or stab one of these people, or like hold a firecracker in your hand and there's a 50% chance that it's like a dud. Mm. It was interesting. It was something.
Okay. I've never heard of that one.
Tucker and Dale.
Tucker and Dale.
Versus Evil.
Yep.
The Orphan.
The Orphan. That's creepy. The Orphan 2 is not that great, but Orphan, and I like that it's loosely, very loosely based off of a true person. And even though that one, it's kind of like the real story is very blurry as well, where they think she's a child, but she's 30. Not. Yeah. They think she's an adult, but she's not necessarily, or like has a disease. I don't know. I feel like the facts on that are kind of iffy.
There's this French horror movie that I thought was interesting. It's called High Tension in English. Weirdish. I think you probably watched it with us.
That's the one where it's like two girls are going somewhere and then it...
There's a guy in like a giant van.
Yeah. That one. Oh my gosh, that one is so messed up.
Yeah. Insane. Well, because the first time that you see the big bad, he...
is using a head to do something to himself, and it's very...
And then just he just like tosses out the car.
Yeah.
Do you remember the plot twist at the end?
Yes.
That was crazy.
Go watch that movie. The movie is insane. The plot twist is absolutely crazy. Yeah. I don't think it's like a great movie.
No, I think I gave it a 2.
Okay.
But I think it's probably a 2.5 to a 3.
I would say it's a 2.5.
But it is such a... It's interesting. It's fun. It's...
crazy. It does keep you invested, and it is like a slasher type film, and the twist itself
is crazy.
Like I would have never guessed.
Never seen something like this in a horror movie. I've seen it in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But
it's French, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So when did that movie come out?
2000.
Oh, did it?
3.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That movie is insane.
And it's really memorable.
It freaked too. I wouldn't say it's not. Every time I think of like, I never know what the movie is called.
I'm not even gonna attempt to pronounce it in French. I think Hattie Tension.
Oh yeah, wow, that movie. I think about periodically.
Yeah.
Because of just how messed up the entire movie is. So definitely go watch that one because oh my gosh.
28 Days movies. Or okay. The 28
Blank watched, Later. Yeah, I want to watch 28 Years Later.
I loved it. I don't know if people didn't like it. The Ring. I'm not a big Ring
person. No, I'm not either.
Oh.
E.T.?
Yeah. Reese's Pieces. I love... Okay, this one I hated watching as a kid, but I at the same time like couldn't stop watching it. Was 8-Legged Freaks. Where the spiders become like huge.
Is it 8-Legged Freaks?
Yeah.
I thought it was Arachnophobia.
No, that's a different one. There's
one that like I don't mind watching.
The
I think Arachnophobia is the one. Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
yeah. It is that one. Yeah.
I like that one where the kid's like in the cave and stuff.
Yeah. 13 Ghosts. I like that one a lot. I think they should do a series. I think they are doing a series where each episode is about one of the 13 ghosts.
Interview with a Vampire. People hate this movie.
I haven't seen it in so long.
I don't hate it. But, you know.
Yeah.
Kronos.
No.
I feel Halloween-like elements, but, you know, yeah. I wouldn't really consider it. Oh, Tremors. Not a big Tremors fan, but...
Okay, yeah.
Oh, The Burbs. I like The Burbs a lot.
Yeah. Have you ever watched The Guest?
Mm-mm.
I don't consider... I looked up another list, and it's on here. But I don't consider it a Halloween movie, even though it kind of takes place during Halloween time frame. But it's like a soldier is away, and I think he dies, and then somebody else comes to... like his family's house and is pretending to be a friend of his, but he's really not. It's really interesting.
Creepshow? You a Creepshow fan?
No.
I like Creepshow.
It's okay.
Critters. I think I might like Critters more than Gremlins.
I like Gremlins better.
Okay.
Halloween Town.
Ooh.
That was always a good one growing up. I liked when they put it on Disney. That was always good. The early 2000s Disney Halloween movies are insane. They're actually really good. I mean, if I watch them now, they'd be
really
good.
That's where my thought of like Halloween season goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought Ricky Stenicki, the opening, kind of captured that.
Yes. Yeah.
Twilight Zone.
I was never a Twilight Zone person.
I wasn't either. But yeah, I think that's... it's everything I got.
A lot of...
There's this short film that's also based on like Ed Gein called My First Day. I'll just show you the poster for it.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that, but I've seen the...
It's only a minute long, but it's something.
Oh, here's Monster Squad. Okay.
Yeah. Is it on a list?
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Okay, this list is better, but I'm not going to go through the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's all I got.
Okay. Yep. So that was our top three each. That's just our opinion of what we think of Halloween.
Do you want to say the top three again?
Yeah. So mine, the original Scream, the Batman, Hocus Pocus.
And then mine was Dracula or the Nosferatu in and out, Halloween and Hollow Man or The Thing. That one is kind of interchangeable.
Yeah.
But
And then we talked about several other Halloween movies. Yeah. And I think that I've kind of made a list of ones that I want to try to watch this year.
There's just so many.
There is so many.
It's almost one of those like subgenres where you kind of forget how many there are.
Yeah.
Same with like plane crash movies. Like, mm-hmm. whether Stranded or... I don't know. That was my first thought. Or, like, Prison Break movies.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
So, you can join us for Friday for movie news. Mm-hmm. And then you can see our link for our website in the top of the description. We can see all our social medias and all our other listening platforms. And remember, it's Halloween. Everyone's entitled to one good scare.